USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden addressed the nation Sunday afternoon to update the country on the situation in Afghanistan. The president reiterated that U.S. troops would remain in the country until all Americans are evacuated, while also intimating that the August 31st deadline may be extended in order to complete that effort. Biden also again defended his decision to withdraw U.S. forces from Afghanistan, saying that he didn't see continuing the 20-year-old war as being in the country's best interests.
But the bottom line is this, folks. Look, at the end of the day, if we didn't leave Afghanistan now, when do we leave? Another 10 years? Another 5 years? Another year? I'm not about to send your son or your daughter to fight in Afghanistan. I don't see where that is in our overwhelming interest.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
One Afghan translator is telling his story about the difficulties facing those trying to get out of Afghanistan. Brad Bernards reports.
Afghan translator Sabor Sakhizada on Fox and Friends pleads for help from the Biden administration amid the Afghan collapse. He has the paperwork, but continues to be turned away from the airport in Kabul.
I get to hear on the podium from the White House to the Pentagon staff to the State Department staff getting in behind the podium and say we're going to stand behind the allies and get them out to safety. So here we are. Where is the support? I get to hear something as a talk-to-talk, and the reality tells me something different. We've been on the phone with my loved ones. We've been weeping. We've been crying. We've been praying.
And Texas Republican Congressman Troy Nels has announced that he's tested positive for COVID-19. Nels tweeting Saturday that he tested positive after being exposed to a family member that had also fallen ill with COVID. Nels said that he is experiencing moderate symptoms and is quarantining at home for at least 10 days. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo. You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Call right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
Thousands of Afghans are trying to get to the Kabul airport to be evacuated out of the country as the Taliban begins to strengthen their government. Former ambassador to Afghanistan Ryan Crocker says that he fears for those in that country who supported the former government. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that as they consolidate power, the Taliban are likely to go after those they consider their enemy.
I am afraid that as the Taliban gains more control, as they settle in a bit more, they are going to go after all of those in Afghanistan who have spoken the truth, who have been in the media, who have represented the institutions of this young democracy, and certainly those who have helped us directly, like the interpreters. I'm very much afraid that this is going to get worse. The chaos may subside, but as it does, I am terribly worried you're going to see the Taliban start to methodically take care of those they consider their enemies. We will be in no position to help them.
And Vice President Kamala Harris will meet with Singapore's President and Prime Minister as she begins a trip to Southeast Asia. She's also set to meet with leaders in Vietnam as part of her trip. The Vice President expected to focus on strengthening ties with these key allies while trying to provide a counterweight to the growing influence of China in the region. The subject of the situation in Afghanistan is also expected to be discussed as the U.S. looks to reassure its allies in the region about its moves in Afghanistan. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.